Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. Ron LaRussa here. Got lots to talk about today. Like all good New Englanders, we will talk about the weather. We've got the Super Bowl coming up next week. Talk a little bit about that. Plus Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock era, and the best rock from all eras on WMFO.
I'm not afraid to
It's one of those albums I just discovered many years ago. I don't quite remember how I stumbled upon it. The band is called World Party, and it's the album is Goodbye Jumbo from around 1990. And it's really good and very, very listenable from end to end, but not too many people know about it. But I like to play it from time to time. And we also heard Boston, It's Easy from their second album, Don't Look Back. Well, it is a Monday morning. Hey, it's February 1st, so congratulations on crossing January off the calendar. I always look at January as something that has to be endured more than experienced, and we've gotten through it. We have gotten our first blast of winter, though. The last week has really been, though the weather has kind of taken front stage, really, really cold. And then we had a little bit of snow last week, and we've got some snow in the forecast for today. As of Sunday morning, that is when I'm recording the show, and I've gotten in trouble in the past trying to predict the weather too far in advance, but they seem pretty sure about this storm. They said they're anticipating between 6 and 12 inches of heavy to wet snow in southern New England, and that'll start this afternoon, go into Tuesday. The heaviest snow is expected tonight, so hey, it is February. February is kind of snow month. We'll get through that too, right? And tomorrow's Groundhog Day, so we can even start thinking about maybe, possibly, perhaps the end of winter being on the horizon. So all good. It is a little early to be talking about the Super Bowl, but it is next Sunday, and it'll be over by the next time we speak in next week's show. So I wanted to talk a little bit about it this morning. Eric Church is going to sing the national anthem, and he spoke openly this week about being really nervous about it, which is hard to blame him for, considering the size of the audience. Halftime will feature The Weeknd, and he has apparently spent $7 million of his own money putting together a show that he says will be cinematic. The thing that stands out to me in that sentence is, how does The Weeknd have $7 million hanging around to spare to put on a show? But he does, and so we look forward to that. And of course, there'll be the usual spate of advertising that we'll watch. Some of the major brands have dropped out this year. We're not quite sure why. And it gives an opportunity for some from new guys to sneak in. So I believe there will be some first-timers, Indeed, DoorDash. They're going to do a Muppets thing. And it should be fun. Ads are going for $5.5 million per 30-second spot. Well, worth all that, although I don't think he gets it for doing Phil's pick, is Phil. Phil from Watertown, my friend, gives us his recommendations for great music every week, a feature we very much look forward to here on Rock of Ages. Here's Phil to tell us about this week's pick.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Gray Skies Look So Blue by Jesse Mollin. Mollin is a singer-songwriter who hails from Queens, New York. While his music is steeped in the styles of the 70s singer-songwriter, he also has one foot in country and the other foot firmly planted in rock and roll. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Saturday night, everybody's dressed up, having fun until you show up. Your war stories about how it all sucks, but nobody wants to hear. We heard it before, and like a pill that's hard to swallow, but I keep it close, like a song that I forgot the words. I'm packing my bags for the jet planes and the highways. Sorry, I just can't stay. Like a bratty little kid, better stuck in Lodi than to end up like Sid. At least you're not alone, packing your bags for the jet planes and the highways. Sorry, I just can't stay, but I come back, 'cause gray skies look so blue. Oh,
Counting Crows, Mr. Jones. And up top we heard Gray Skies Look So Blue, Jesse Mullen, a country singer from Queens, New York. And courtesy of Phil from Watertown, it was Phil's pick this morning. And of course, every week at this time we do Phil's pick. I look forward to what he has in store for us next week. Well, good morning, Ron LaRusso, waking up with you or getting out with you on a Monday morning. We are expecting snow, so be aware of that in your planning. And the name of the show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. We do it every Monday morning, 8 o'clock. That means the classic rock of the 70s. We play rock and new wave from the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, and pop rock from 2000s today. I'd like to say that if the album rock radio many of us grew up listening to was still around today, this is what it would sound like. And that, of course, means playing new music. And we're going to do that right now. Weezer has a new album. It was just released on Friday. Before the pandemic, they'd planned to release two albums in 2020. One was an 80s metal homage called Van Weezer, which I can't wait to hear. That's going to be put off now till May. and this one. It's called OK Human. And the twist with this one, there's always a twist with a Weezer album, is that they have enlisted a 38-piece orchestra to play the role of the rhythm guitars. The result is a fun, solid album by Weezer. The song is called Grapes of Wrath, and it's new on Rock of Ages.
I can feel my breathing, it's so nice, it's like a blanket on my life. Let me stay here for forever in this state of classical denial. Trip on a whale. He's kinda just like me. We're thirsty for the deep. I'm gonna rock my audible headphone. Grapes of wrath drift off to oblivion. I just don't care, I just don't care. Rock my audible headphone. Grapes of wrath drift off to oblivion. You think I care, I just don't care. I just don't care. Show support for Winston Smith in 1984. Cause battling Big Brother feels more meaningful than binging zombie hordes. Take me up to Neverland. Yeah.
That's Rush with Limelight. And up top we heard Weezer. The new album is called OK Human, and that was Grapes of Wrath. Well, good morning. You're listening to Rock of Ages on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it is time for my favorite feature, one of my favorites on the show that we do every week now. It's our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And we're going to the 90s again today. I seem to tap the 90s for this feature a lot. There were just a lot of good one-hit wonders, I guess. So this one's about the band Tonic. They came together in 1993. They were playing clubs in L.A. when they caught the ear of a record company executive and were signed to A&M Records 2 years later. In 1996, they released their first album, Lemon Parade, which included this album rock radio hit. They got a few of their songs featured on some of the teen soaps on the CW and the WB in the late 90s, like Dawson Creek and those kind of shows. And then they went on hiatus in 2004. They've been mostly together touring and recording since then, but they have never equaled the success they had with this one. If You Could Only See, this is Tonic on Rock of Ages.
If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me. Well, you got your reasons and you've got your lies and you've got your manipulations. They cut me down to size. Say you love, but you don't. You love, but you won't. If you could only see the way she loves me, maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I'm. Best travel shows happiness unravel, and you gotta take a little dirt to keep what you love. And you sweat, you gotta do. See the way she loves me.
Moody Blues, from their post-classic rock period, that is called The Voice. And we heard Tonic, which was our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week, and If You Could Only See. Well, what are you doing to beat this cold weather and this stormy weather? Most of us are spending a lot of time inside watching TV, and I've been watching Jeopardy a lot with my son. We record episodes, and then we watch when we have time. And we're always trying to outsmart each other, and I usually win. Not because I'm smarter, but because I've just been alive a lot longer. Like a lot of the questions that are posed as history questions are things I've actually lived through. So we were watching the other night, and on this one occasion, he beat me up pretty good. I was off, and I think there were a lot of questions that must have been recently taught in high school or whatever. So he was feeling very full of himself, and he wanted a bet on the next episode, $50. I said, I don't want to bet. He kept pushing. I kept saying no. Finally, I said, I'm not going to bet you, but I will take you on and I'm going to teach you a lesson. And he just smirked. So we queue up the next episode, and the first category is, and I'm not kidding, music hits from the 1980s. And all the categories were song titles from the 80s. So he just sunk down in his chair. The reason I tell that story is because the final Jeopardy question was a great one, and I want to see if you can get it. And here it is. It was, which song released in the 1980s reached number one when it was first released, then again 17 years later, and then again 17 years after that? I didn't get it, but I had one mini clue, which I will give to you, which did let me get it. The original release was in 1982. So see if you can get that one. While we're on the topic of the 80s, there is one band that just reeks of 1980s album rock radio. We'll play them now. This is Flock of Seagulls, Space Age Love Song on Rock of Ages.
deep in the heart of a lonely kid. He suffered so much for what he did. They gave this ball boy his fortune and fame. Since that day he ain't been the same. To see the man with the stage fright, just standing up there to give it all his might. And he got caught in the spotlight. When we get to the end, you wanna start all over again. I've got fire, water, right on my breath. And the doctor warned me I might catch a death. He said you can make it in your disguise. Just never show the fear that's in your eyes. See the man with the stage fright. Start all over again. Now if he says that he's afraid, take him at his word. And for the price that the poor boy has paid, he gets to sing just like a bird. Oh.
The band. The song is called Stage Fright. And we heard the Flock of Seagulls, the quintessential 1980s band, space-age love song. They don't quite qualify as one-hit wonders with the song I Ran, which was their big hit, because space-age love song was also a hit for Flock of Seagulls. Well, anyway, it is time now for our answer to the final Jeopardy question that I posed just a couple of minutes ago. I'll repeat the question for you. What song released in the 1980s reached number one when first released, then again 17 years later, and then again 17 years after that? And the one clue I got and I gave you was that the original release was in 1982. So if you do the math, 17 years after that is 1999, which is really the biggest clue to the song. And the answer is Prince, 1999. It was originally released in 82, went to number one. Then in 1999, I guess people got interested in it again, and it became number one. And then 17 years after that, in 2016, upon Prince's death, it became number one again. So, good question. If you got it, that's awesome. That's going deep. So, congratulations if you did. Good morning, Ron LaRusso with you here on Rock of Ages. I was going through the news over the course of the past week, and I came across this very interesting item. So the city of San Francisco is renaming 44 of its public schools. They're stripping 44 schools of their names because they're named after various people whose public records don't quite stand up to 2021 scrutiny. And they've solicited suggestions from the general public, and they received a long list of requests for names of San Francisco natives, including this one. Jerry Garcia. And last Tuesday night, they met to weed the list down. Couldn't resist. And he's still in the running. And if it does come to pass, can you imagine any more appropriately named school in the country than Jerry Garcia High? Anyway, back to the music right after this.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
You're listening to Rock of Ages, playing the best rock from all eras on 91.5. WMFO.
Move on, move on, move on. help it, time to go. I don't want to leave, I guess you know. Maybe something new will come up, and I can come home for just a few more days. Get off this two-lane highway, it's going. Sleeping in, you turn around, I'm back again. I guess it's time I'm really gone, but it don't seem right.
From the heyday of Southern Rock, when Southern Rock ruled album rock radio in the 1970s, the band is Pure Prairie League, and the song is Two-Lane Highway. And before that, we heard the Cranberries, probably one of my favorite albums to listen to cover, No Need to Argue, and that was Ridiculous Thoughts. Well, Ron LaRussa here, closing out the hour. We're just about out of time. I had mentioned the Super Bowl earlier, and I talked a lot about the advertising and about the music. I didn't talk anything about the game, but it is really a dream matchup of a Super Bowl this year. Of course, New Englanders will kind of be covering their eyes and peeking through their fingers with Tom Brady wearing another uniform. And I don't really understand the Brady backlash that's happening among Patriots fans. I will definitely be rooting for him on Sunday night, so we do have that to look forward to. Good luck with the storm today, if it does come to pass, and getting into the first week of February. So until next week, 8 o'clock Monday morning, Have a great week. Enjoy your weekend. And we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.